Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the
back to Deeper Truth as we stand in the gap with St. Hugh of Grenoble. And this is his feast day, April the 1st. And so his story begins now. St. Hugh was born in 1053 in southeastern France, and he served his see as bishop for 52 years, although he had earnestly solicited Pope Innocent II for leave to resign his bishopric, that he might die in solitude, but was never able to obtain his request. In other words, the Lord kept wanting him for his missions. For the last 30 years of his life, he was afflicted with almost continual headaches and pains in the stomach. Kind of reminds you of St. Timothy, doesn't it? Well, God was pleased to purify his soul by a lingering illness before he called him to himself. And that kind of recalls to mind St. Paul, when St. Paul had a thorn in his side and he asked the Lord to take that away from him. And our Lord's response to him was, "My grace is sufficient for you." So here, very similar, God was pleased to purify St. Hugh's soul by a lingering illness before he called him to himself. And St. Hugh was an eloquent preacher. He restored his own cathedral, made civic improvements in his town, and weathered a brief exile. He was best known as patron and benefactor of Saint Bruno, founder of the Carthusian order, and he died in 1132 and was canonized only 2 years later. Benedictine Bishop of Grenoble, France, patron of Saint Bruno. He was born in the Dauphine region and became a canon of the cathedral in Valence in 1080. And while attending a synod in Avignon, he was named Bishop of Grenoble. And he attempted a massive reforms for the diocese, but discouraged, retired to Chase Abbey and became a Benedictine. And Pope St. Gregory the VII ordered him back to Grenoble. And Hugh gave his St. Bruno the land on which the Grenade was founded, thus starting the Carthusians. And Hugh died on April the 1st and was canonized by Pope Innocent II. And today's saint could be a patron for those of us who feel so overwhelmed by all the problems in the world that we don't know where to begin. And Hugh, who served as a bishop in France for 52 years, had his work cut out for him from the start. Corruption seemed to loom in every direction. The buying and selling of church offices, violations of clerical celibacy, lay control of church property, religious indifference, and or ignorance. After serving as bishop for 2 years, he'd had his fill of it all. He tried disappearing to a monastery as an escape, but the Pope called him back to continue the work of reform. And ironically, Hugh was reasonably effective in the role of reformer, surely because of his devotion to the church, but also because of his strong character. In conflicts with church and state, he was an unflinching defender of the church. He fearlessly supported the papacy. He was eloquent as a preacher. He restored his own cathedral, made civic improvements in the town, and weathered a brief exile. He's best known for being a patron and benefactor of Saint Bruno. And he was canonized after two years after he died in 1132. And so in the midst of our confusion life these days, let us pray for the ability to rise above the fray and to see things in the light of faith, as did Saint Hugh. In Grenoble, in today's France, Saint Hugh, bishop, who worked for the reform of the customs of the clergy and the people, and during his episcopate, ardently loved solitude, gave Saint Bruno at that time, his teacher, and to his companions, the hermitage of which he was also the first abbot. He ruled his church for about 50 years with the thoughtful example of his charity. And at the Council of Avignon in 1080, Hugh was elected Bishop of Grenoble, although he was not yet ordained. The see of Grenoble had fallen into a very poor state, and Hugh was selected to be its Gregorian renovator, conducted by a papal legate to Rome. He was ordained by Pope Gregory the VII himself. Upon his return, he immediately set to the task of reforming the abuses of his new diocese. And when he had not succeeded to his satisfaction in countering abuse and fostering devotion after 2 years, he tried to resign his bishopric and enter the Benedictine monastery at Cluny. However, Pope Gregory said, nix nine the bond house to that. No. Not at all. The Pope ordered him to continue his episcopal work, in which he did. And so today, St. Hugh of Grenoble, today we ask him to pray for us. And we thank you, Lord, for the gifts of these precious saints who have helped map out the deposit of faith handed down to us. And may his prayer for us today enable us to be strengthened in our holy Catholic faith. And we thank you, Lord, for your love for us. A faithful person will be rightly blessed. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. While the world changes, the cross stands firm. That's something very important to remember. While the world changes, the cross stands firm. And our faith is what it's all about. And the saints' prayer for us . And we're thankful, Lord, that we do have a great cloud of witnesses that surround us. I believe
Adam and Eve, in a tree in a garden, in a snake in a tree.
And I believe, and I want to thank St. Hugh of Grenoble for entering the gap with us today. And we also want to, we look forward to St. Francis of Paola, who's going to be in the gap tomorrow. And so we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And you all have a good evening and good day today. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we will close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We are one body.
Tells us, when you eat my body and you drink my blood, I will live.